get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wow.
What you just had a mask on your face. Good morning, USA. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Friday. Now, what kind of mask are you wearing today?
They sent this stuff from Suicide Squad.
Oh, Suicide Squad mask.
Yes. This one is Enchantress.
Now, what is Suicide Squad about? I don't know. I have no clue. Is it a Marvel hero movie?
No, it's a DC. You don't know it's DC versus Marvel.
I don't
Marvel.
Know the DC versus Marvel stuff. I'm not into that comic book stuff unless I can make money. I actually have a lot of comic books.
You probably could make money.
I have a lot of comic books that I collected and that I'm going to try to sell, and I guess in the next... Are comic books people still into comic books like that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm definitely going to sell them.
Now, listen.
I got like some first editions and stuff like that.
Charlamagne's not late for everybody who's missing the yo.
Right.
He's not here today.
He's not here today.
He'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, he'll be back on Monday.
But we got a lot of things to talk about this morning.
Like what?
Let's see. Drake was in concert. He's in New York. We're in New York.
Yes.
A lot of things happened with that.
Drake and Future performed last night. I heard the show was dope, too. I heard Drake killed it. We'll tell you, give you some updates about that. Also, Nick Cannon will be joining us this morning.
Nick Cannon is hilarious.
Mr. Smash Your Girl. He has a hit list record that's amazing. And when I say hit list, I'm not talking about music.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a lot of hits, huh?
Yeah, you talk what? Christina Milian. You talk Salida Ebanks. You talk about Kim Kardashian. You talk about allegedly Nicole Scherzinger. What's her last name?
Scherzinger.
Yeah, her.
Well,
and then the last one, the most recent one, allegedly Chili from TLC.
Right.
That's a hit list.
We
Goodness
actually saw
gracious.
Nick Cannon when we were in Houston at Trey Day also.
Yeah, that's the positivity. We'll get to that too.
He was performing. He's got some new music and everything. You're not going to talk about that?
Yeah, that's the positive side.
Oh, Wildin' Out last night?
We'll get to that later. But we want to know the other things. And then, of course, Mariah Carey, his relationship with Mariah Carey. That should be interesting. About divorce papers. He allegedly didn't want to sign the divorce papers and let her move on. Allegedly. So we'll talk to Nick Cannon about all that. Should be a lot of fun this morning with Nick Cannon. And we got a lot to go over, so keep it locked. It's Friday! And Front Page News,
Friday.
What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about people getting punched in the face and beat up.
Really?
Like George Zimmerman and Dylann Roof.
Oh, that's great. We'll talk about it
you
when we come
upset,
back.
You sounded upset, so I told you who it was.
That's great. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's Friday. You drinking?
Okay.
I will do that.
You put on some Rihanna.
You got it. Hey, it's Riri. It's Needed Me. And we about to start drinking. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get in some front page news.
Okay.
Now, what are we talking about? Zimmerman and Dylann Roof, they got beat up?
Well, George Zimmerman is saying that he got punched in the face at a restaurant in Florida. Now, there's two different sides to this story. According to George Zimmerman, he said he was just having a conversation with a man over his tattoos and trying to prove who he was. And that's when somebody came over and punched him in the face.
He should have given his ass whooped.
Now, according to witnesses, George Zimmerman actually came up to this guy's table and said, "I love your tattoos. My name is George Zimmerman. You know, the guy that killed Trayvon Martin." Now, I guess they were racist tattoos, and that's when he took out his driver's license, and he was basically bragging about killing Trayvon Martin.
Really?
Yeah, so those
he
are the
bragged
two
about
different...
It. They should have whooped his ass. They should
those
whoop
are the
his
two
ass
different
every day.
Accounts of what happened. All right, now, according to what happened, because he actually called the police, called 911,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "This man punched me in the face. He said he's going to kill me. You need to send 3 or 4 cops," and they don't know who the guy is, basically, but... I think it's nice to, I mean.
So wait, the guy punched him and then left?
Yeah, he got
That's
out
good.
Of there.
I'm glad, I'm glad he got out of there.
They got separated and they left. But clearly, you just walk up to a stranger and admire their racist tattoos and then say, "Hey, I'm the guy, George Zimmerman, who killed Trayvon Martin."
And then he got
You're
his ass bitter. They should have whooped his ass, not just punched him in the face. They should really whoop his ass.
Now, Dylann Roof, in the meantime, was in jail and, you know, he's in jail. He's in protective custody. There was only one guard in the area. He was going to get toilet tissue for another inmate, which allowed another inmate to run down the stairs.
Too?
From his cell.
Oh, yeah, they was waiting for that moment.
In the protective custody unit and beat up Dylann Roof.
That might have been set up. That might have been, look, at 7 o'clock,
like, I'm going to go get
some
toilet paper.
You run down, whoop his ass, and I'll be back in about 15
now,
minutes
later.
Now,
the other inmate that attacked him is Dwayne Stafford. They actually set up a GoFundMe to put some money in his commissary after he beat up Dylann Roof.
Was, is it, the guy that beat him up? He got a GoFundMe?
Well, other people started it.
Oh, I'm gonna put some money in that. I'm gonna help him out.
Right. So
he deserves that.
A lot of people have been calling for that and donating money for Dwayne Stafford.
Okay. Now let's talk about the credit card chip.
Now, for all of you who have credit cards, now you know when you go, it's no longer that magnetic swipe.
In certain places, yeah, you can put the chip in.
Yeah, in a lot of places. And I think everybody has to have the chip cards. Mm-hmm. And that's costing $25 billion, by the way, in the retail industry.
It's supposed to work better. It's supposed to be better for fraud.
Allegedly,
right? Brooklyn credit card scammers can't get you.
But the truth of the matter is they already have found an easy way to go ahead and copy.
Yo,
those.
Them scammers is
they
working out there, man.
If those scammers would go and get like a real job doing something, they could make so much money.
But they making so much more money scamming.
Yeah, but they end up going to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
Times out of ten.
But if they only catch a couple of them, and there's a lot more of them, and they getting busy. Like they going to areas where urban people, black people don't live, and they're just racking up where they don't check IDs, and they're making bread.
Well, supposedly that magnetic chip is supposed to make it very difficult to counterfeit, almost impossible, but now they've already figured out a way to do that. Credit card thieves are now rewriting the magnetic strip code to make it appear like a chipless card, and then that allows them to keep on counterfeiting just like they did before.
Okay.
Whew.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe your baby didn't want to give you none this morning. I'm talking about your girl and your wifey.
Whoa.
Maybe your man, you know, didn't eat it right. Whatever it may be.
800-585-1051.
I had a great night, actually. I'm good money.
Between the baby not wanting to give you none and your man not eating it right?
I had a great night, actually, boy. Woo, almost didn't come in this morning. My night was
so
great.
Whoa, that doesn't sound great again.
No, I'm almost overslept.
You almost didn't what?
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. And shout to Young Thug. Young Thug is actually on his way to the airport, and he has asses on. He's listening. So salute to him. Tell him why you're mad.
Thugger, thugger.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell him why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
What's up? This is Misha.
Misha, what's going on, mama?
What's up? How are you?
Why you sound so mad?
Because it's telling
because
why you're
listen,
mad.
Listen, I wasn't mad until I was just listening to y'all on my way home from work and y'all talking about George Zimmerman. That just pissed me off. I almost cussed.
It pissed you off that he got beat up? That they
No, it pissed her off that he has the nerve to be going up to people
yeah,
and
yeah, exactly,
about
that
killing.
He had the nerve to say that. They should have beat his ass.
Right. Well, they did punch him
like,
in the face.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, he should have got more than just punched in the face.
I'm with you, mama.
Thank you. And I said, I'm not going to let this ruin my day. I'm still going to have a great day, but that really did just piss me off.
All right, well, have a
you
happy
guys
day
have
now.
Have a great day.
Thank
happy
you,
Friday.
You too.
Nick Cannon's going to be joining us, so he got a couple of jokes for you, mama.
Oh, I'm listening.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is your boy, the Snowman. What's up, man?
The Snowman.
Hey,
what's up,
Snowman.
Bro?
Yo, I'm talking about, man.
Why you mad, man?
What's going on here?
Okay, yeah, this is the drama, man. Me and my girl have been dating for like off and on for 5 years, man. I'm at the bar chilling with all my people and stuff. And all of a sudden, my ex walks in.
Uh-oh.
And lo and behold, behind her, it's one of my best friends since third grade. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
So your friend from third grade is sleeping with your ex?
Yeah, he got to be. So I was like, you know what? We can play games. So I called her cousin up. Have her cousin meet me at the bar. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who can play that game?
That's okay. Your ex. Why do you even care?
Yeah, why you care what your ex is doing and your friend from third grade?
Because it's supposed to be my homie, you know? And obviously he's not, you know? He's trying to... I mean, that's not cool, right?
Who cares? It's your ex. You shouldn't even care about her.
You have a brand new girlfriend.
No, I called her cousin up. Just, you know what I'm saying?
You're lame, you know? Man. That's your ex.
Gosh.
Let him live, man.
It ain't fun when a rabbit's got the gun. You know?
Okay, Snowman.
Okay, all right. Hello,
sorry, you're
this?
Mad.
Hey, it's Nick.
Nick, tell him why you're mad.
I'm driving. There's this moron in front of me. It's got his blinker on, and he's doing 25 and a 35. And it's a one-lane road. I cannot get around.
Oh, my gosh. I can't stand when that happens to me in the morning when I'm on my way to work and somebody's driving really slow, and it's a one-way, and I got to drive behind you, and I'm missing every single light.
Yep, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Well, turn us up and be patient.
I will be.
I always picture that it's my mom because my mom drives terribly.
Does she?
Yeah, and so I'm always like, look, this could be my mom driving in front of me. Let me calm down.
You know, when I have an older person in front of me, I beep the horn like crazy. Get out of my way.
See,
I got
somewhere
to go.
See, now that's disrespectful.
You're right. You're right.
Just be patient. You probably don't even have nowhere to be so at a certain time.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Drake was actually performing in New York City last night with Future. Of course, they're on their Summer 16 tour.
Right.
And everybody's been talking about what Drake said last night, and he basically said, F Hot 97.
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw the video and everything.
I mean, the station and him has been going back and forth, I think, for a while. So I think it was pretty understood.
Right. Well, I think part of the problem was, you know, they made up this big lie. And I told you, didn't I tell you? I was like, I don't think that's true. Because obviously, I used to work for Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
I know Eminem's not preparing a diss record against Drake.
Right.
Like, I know very well that that would not have happened. So that was just something completely made up. And I don't know why somebody would make up a rumor like that.
Right. So Drake said F Hot 97, and I'll only do your show if you fire, who did he say? Was it Flex?
Oh, he still works there?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he said I'll only do your show if you fire Flex. And I know they've been going back and forth. So, I mean, I get it. That's what he's supposed to do. And I'm sure when Flex gets back on the radio, he'll do what he has to do against Drake.
It's so corny, man. You just made up a whole rumor to try to get some traction and then sent it out everywhere to try to get people to talk about it, and then you don't understand why somebody doesn't mess with you.
I ain't gonna lie, I did some sucker-ish last night.
What'd you do?
I hit Drake. I said, hey, what's up, bro? How's everything?
Oh,
haven't heard
gosh.
From you in a long time. I know you're in New York City. You wanna stop by the show for a little bit?
What'd he say?
He blocked me.
He blocked you?
He blocked me.
Wow, he don't like nobody.
Yeah,
huh?
He definitely blocked me.
All right, well, understood.
All right. Well, anyway, when we come back, we got some rumors for you.
Well, let's, in case people didn't hear that audio, we do have that audio for you in case you missed what happened last night with Drake.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, now we'll talk about Drake and Future. Summer 16 tour was at the Garden last night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in attendance, and Drake had some things he needed to get off his chest in a freestyle.
You see, they telling lies on Hot 97, that's how it goes. I told them fire from Flex, and then I'll come and do your show.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that, well, I do kind of know what that's about, but I don't know what his issue in particular with individual, but I do know that he says they're telling lies, and that lie is that Drake and Eminem are about to battle. Eminem was going to drop a diss record, and he tried to gas it up like Drake was going to respond.
I think it was also the whole ghostwriting thing. I think they kind of exposed him really early about the alleged ghostwriting thing.
They tried to destroy him, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, of course Drake's going to respond. I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be a great back and forth. It's going to be
back and forth between who?
Flex and Drake. They're going to go back and forth for a while.
You think that's going to be a great one?
Yeah, it's going to be fun, very entertaining. I love that type of stuff.
All right, we'll see what happens. But that was Drake. And he's going to be in New York for a few more days.
Eight days.
He has a few dates out here.
Yeah, I think he has Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So he'll be here for a while.
So you know he'll be at Starlet's, he'll be at Aces, he'll be at all.
He'll definitely be at all the strip clubs.
You know Drake loves them strip clubs.
Absolutely.
All right, The Real, who is going to be the new host? Well, word on the street is that there are some potential replacements, according to lovebscott.com. Sources are saying that the four people in the running, tell me who you like to replace Tamar.
Okay.
Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Mm.
Ashanti.
Okay.
Eve.
Okay.
And Monica.
Oh. I would go Monica. You know why? And the reason I would go Monica is, see, Monica's not politically correct. She'll say whatever's on her chest, whatever's on her mind. She'll get it out, and she don't care. And if somebody acts funny, she'll snuff them.
Well,
I like that about Monica.
I do like Monica because she's also very vocal about everything on her Instagram,
right,
on Twitter. When she does interviews, she doesn't really hold back.
Ashanti's not that vocal. She's very reserved. She likes to keep a lot of her
life private.
And she's sweet.
She's like a sweet, nice.
Well, she likes to keep her life reserved.
Private person.
And Eve, she has too much money to be doing something every day. She's married to a billionaire, right?
So you're saying the rest of them ain't got no money?
Which they ain't got Eve money.
Right.
Eve got in the billions. She ain't gonna want to do that every day. But I think Monica would be perfect. Monica, she's real. She's not afraid to say what she thinks.
Right. So I think that would be very interesting. And for her to talk about even just her life in general, she's married to a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
She has her kids and so on and so forth. She got a lot of things in her experience.
Right.
All right, Lil Wayne dropped everything and ran to Toya Wright's side after her brothers were killed in New Orleans, as he should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said he's very devastated. In particular, He was very close to Toya's brother, Rudy. Rudy used to live with Lil Wayne. The service is supposed to be today for her brothers, but Wayne's not going to go because that's going to be just too much attention, too much of a circus.
Right.
If he shows up, so I understand that.
He did what was right.
Now, the Advocate has released some more details from the investigation of the shooting of Toya Wright's two brothers, that tragic shooting, according to John Kemper. And by the way, John Kemper is only speaking out because he's moving. He was packing his things up and moving to Chicago. So he was getting up out of there.
Okay.
He said he heard voices across the street from his house. And the voices were so loud Sunday morning that he actually looked through the window to see what was happening. He said when he looked outside, he saw several residents of a group of brick apartment buildings on the side of the street.
Okay.
Yelling at the occupants of a black SUV. They were yelling, looking at the car. He said there was a commotion going on. He said there's disturbances all the time. It's very common. So he didn't think much. He went back into his to the back of his apartment.
Okay.
And that's where he heard 9 shots.
Yeah.
Now, according to some witnesses, they feel like the murders may have been drug-related. We don't know if that's true because, you know, with media, they just a lot of times say that.
Right.
But a lot of people on the block would not give information but not their name because they're scared of any type of repercussions from purported drug dealers.
I can never imagine losing somebody close to me, but two people close to me?
Right.
The same day?
Awful.
That's crazy. Like I said, I don't have any brothers or sisters. I'm an only child, but I couldn't imagine losing several cousins at the same time. That breaks my heart.
All right. Well, again, our condolences out to their family. Terrible situation. And right. That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Nick Cannon will be joining us now.
Uh-oh.
We got a lot to talk about with Nick Cannon. I mean, we got to talk about his hit list. Can we just talk about some of the females Nick Cannon has knocked off, allegedly? Kim Kardashian.
Allegedly or...
Salida Ebanks.
Reportedly, according to him.
Christina Milian.
He was engaged to Salida.
Mariah Carey, of course. That was his wife.
He was married.
Allegedly, they said Amber Rose. I don't know about that one. And then the new one, Chili.
Right, we don't know about that one.
Yeah, but we're going to ask him about all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Nick Cannon, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Well, mine is Charlamagne Tha God.
Mine is Charlamagne. Charlamagne's not here. We have a special guest. In the building?
Yeah, Nick Cannon's filling in.
I'm going to fill in. I'm going to talk major reckless noise right now.
There we go.
You want to give Donkey the day to today?
Today? Oh, it's so many people who deserve it. Where is Charlamagne?
He's in L.A.
Oh, okay. He's out there getting that money. I see.
No, he's bleaching.
Oh, exactly. He ain't done yet?
No, he's not done. Almost done.
No, seriously, he thought you were mad at him, so he didn't want to come.
Yeah, right. Charlamagne know how we rock.
You know, because we talked about a freestyle that you did, and he was making fun of it.
Again, I mean,
divorce was, papers.
Here you go.
Well, Nick Cannon's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Wild
Out is back on TV. Y'all going on tour. I see y'all in every city now.
Yeah. We got two shows. It's Wildin' on Tour. That's on MTV2. And then we got Wildin' Out. That's on MTV.
You just going to make money off of both names, huh?
You got to. Why not?
Two checks.
Exactly. Now we doing Wildin' Out for the troops as well. I got my USO tour popping as well. So we're going to go to all of the different bases. For the military as well. So we just, you know, we expanding. We doing cruises, all that. It's about to be crazy.
Man, I went on Worldstar. The whole entire Worldstar was wilding out.
That's how you do. You drop that bag.
Now, what's up with the turban? I see the turban. You wearing
a turban. Oh, yeah. It's my crown.
Actually, I have a few of those.
These is like when you get your hair conditioning.
She got colors that
I really
she wears
do
out.
Wear
them.
I have these
Jordans
beautiful Missoni ones. They're so pretty.
See, I'll tell you, my grandma do the same thing. When she don't want to, like, get her hair done, she throw on one
of
these turbans.
Is that what this is about? Because I seen Chili braiding your hair.
Oh, that's you saw that?
Yeah. You know, we all seen that. That was the hashtag relationship goal that was going around on the internet. So.
Nah, that was, we was on the set of my new video where she's in the video as well. So that's what part of the
now,
whole
how did she get casted in that role?
I called her. I mean, come on. I was
Nick Cannon is a G when it comes to those women. I'm just going to say, I don't know if he's smashing or not, but he's a G when it comes to those women. He picks them great.
So that's not your lady.
Nah. She is so amazing. But think about it. Where I'm at in my life, like, you can't just play around with a woman like that. You got to be serious when you step into it. That's
you were
a woman.
Serious with all your women.
But that's and I've learned. I've learned that, like, look, you can't just jump in and be like, yo, I'm going to go full steam ahead. Like, so I don't want to mess with, you know, nothing that I can't really stand firm and be a committed man in. So it's
I don't know, Nick. I mean, every time I look at Nick and I look at his life, I'm like, he can't do no better. And then you go better. I'm like, he can't do no better. And then you find better and you can't do no better.
I'm not going to lie, because when that news broke, Nick Cannon's dating Chili up in here. Charlamagne and Envy was like, wow.
Really?
Yeah, that is amazing.
I definitely threw a little hate.
And I defended you, Nick, because they were like, how the hell did Nick Cannon pull Chili? And I was like, now don't act like Nick Cannon ain't got it going on, too. He got a lot. Y'all hate it.
I appreciate it.
I said, how did Nick Cannon that did Gigolo get Chili?
Y'all got to leave that in the past.
Yo, Envy, come on.
I hate it a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I was like, no.
They did hate on you. And I was like,
enough is enough.
I was like, Nick Cannon's a very successful...
Okay. Man, I'm a fun time at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, I respect everybody. I don't come at nobody crazy. And it's just like, yo, like I said, I have the ultimate respect for her. She's an amazing woman. So, you know, I've learned my lesson throughout the years, though, like not to just get out there and go crazy because I get in here with y'all and start saying stuff and talking
that's
reckless.
Not us. That was somewhere else.
I got in trouble in here,
got
too.
One time from the
like, every time I just be saying stuff I shouldn't say. So I've learned that, like, you know, it's probably no one benefits from getting in here just talking reckless. So.
Yes, we actually do.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, see, y'all probably benefit. But
someone benefits.
We do benefit.
I never
the
benefit from
benefit.
It. That's true. But I have no problem. Open book. I'll say anything, answer any question,
so
but you got to be strategic.
Is Chili a prospect?
What's a prospect?
Like you mean, like that you could see yourself perhaps?
I don't see I'll ever be in a relationship again. You
never ever?
Again? Ever.
Come on, Nick.
I'm damaged goods.
Mariah,
I'm tired
hurt
of
you that bad?
Man, I'm wounded.
I don't believe you.
I'm wounded. I'll never be in a relationship.
You're a relationship kind of guy.
I am, and that's the problem. I think I go too hard. That's my issue. So.
I didn't like you with Mariah. I ain't go front.
Oh, man. Why, now you tell me?
He didn't say that when
8 years
was there.
Later?
Yeah, you know what? Because I felt like with Mariah, she's an OG. She's a legend.
Right.
And like we tell the story every time she came in here, she had her own light person here.
Yeah. Yes.
She had that at the house.
She had her own light person at the crib.
She's like, I'm trying to go to sleep. Get the light out of the bedroom.
Yeah, it had to be from a certain side.
She turned the lights off and just had the light on her. And we was like, well, you can't see it. So she was like, exactly.
Yeah. That's how she moved.
That's what it was.
It ain't an act.
But I felt like she always looked down on you. Like, she didn't look at you.
She was stunting on me all the time.
Did you feel that?
You know what I always said? And this was real. I mean, I said when she turned hers on, I turned mine off. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was able to work. Like, because I can go outside and I'm CEO over here and be on camera over here. But when it was at home, I was like, in order for this to work and us to be equally yoked, I know I'm going to have to fall back a little bit. And
but
I had no problem
sound
doing
equally yoked then.
Nah, because at that point, I knew, like, I wasn't, because then it would just be conflict all the time. Like, right. I wasn't in competition with her. I had nothing to prove. And I'm so secure with mine that I was like, look, if you want to be the diva all the time, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was good. I mean, even to this day, like, when we kick it and stuff, it's like, it's more like, yo, this is the Mariah world, and I'll be in it, I'll play in it, and long as everybody knows what it is, like, I have no problem.
What was the thing where you knew it was over?
Man, it was, you know what? It never really was like that. Like, it wasn't like this, I woke up like, oh, it's over, she woke up like that. It was more like, you know what? It's probably the best for the children if we do this.
What was that point? Because, you know, I'm married for a long time, and you always think about everything. So what was like, you know what? F that, this ain't gonna work.
It was because it was never a negative thing. It was kind of more or less, you know, whether it was like how I feel about schooling or how I feel about, it was like, I'm a very normal, like, yo, I want to establish normalcy.
Right.
But if she got to do tours and she got to travel the world, I'm like, yo, that's not really my get down. I want to at least be the solid foundation for when that stuff's not going on, I could be there. So, and we would have a lot of these discussions, and I was like, yeah, I'm probably not really trying to go to Abu Dhabi for the weekend, and I'm not really trying, you know, like, I got to run this company and do this. And it was just like, you know what? It's probably best that if we establish it like this. And that's the thing. It started so much further than people actually realized. Once people got, you know, aware of that we weren't together, we had already established how we were going to do it. And yeah, so
I realized Valentine's Day when she didn't know where he was going to be and he was going to All-Star.
That was one of those things where it was just like,
Valentine's Day, you know where he going to be? Well, let me look at his flight. He's not said All-Star.
I was like, you know he's going to be at All-Star. She was like, he is?
But, like, we were still good. Like,
right.
It was never...
Y'all
it
just
was,
had a lot of different things going on. And
yeah.
Because you think Valentine's Day, at least we plan something, or I know you're not going to be here, we're going
to
do...
Right. And what really happened, too, because you never wanted to get to that place, whether it was in the media, even with each other, to where we were bad mouthing one another, right. Or it so happened like, oh, I saw you walk out of the restaurant with old boy, and I'm gonna be like, yo, what is this? So it never got to that point to where there was any infidelity or nothing like that. It was just right. Like, you know what? We spending a lot of time away from each other, and so it don't get crazy. I got the utmost respect for you. You got the utmost respect for me. Let's just figure it out and do what's right for our family more than anything.
Did your hit list ever get into the picture of your relationship? Because I could see you and her being in her room.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of smashes that you took down in that circle.
It definitely did. Like, it definitely did. And it was never out of disrespect.
Right.
It was more like, as we all know, like, Mariah is on a certain level.
Right.
And it would be those awkward moments, even just conversations about other chicks, because she don't even operate in that world, and she would just... I was an honest dude, so it was like, yeah, you know, that was this and that was this. And it would be like, all right, she was like, you're bringing my stock down.
Did she ever say bum bitch or anything like that?
Those terms came up.
She'd be like, oh, you was that bum
bitch. Them little young, or whatever it is. like, who is that?
You know what, though? As women, you do look at who a guy dated. And
yeah.
Like, and you go, oh, my God, why am I with him?
And that's why I've learned to just be like, regardless of who it is, just don't talk about it.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
And let everybody else talk about it, because soon as I say this or that, then it's like, oh, now it becomes words like track record or hit list. Those aren't good words for me. Like, I'm trying to stay away from those
past
words.
Liaisons.
Or whatever we call it. It's just nice. I have frequented with a few people that I have, you know, very interesting relationships with, but I have the utmost respect for all of them, regardless of what level they are.
All right, we got more with Nick Cannon when we come back, and we're going to find out if he uses drugs or if he drinks a lot, because he did say he wanted to battle Eminem. Had to be a little drug influence there, right? We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Nick Cannon's in the building, of course, actor, Mr. Wildin' Out and all that good stuff. Now, do you drink or smoke?
I don't drink. Okay. And then, you know, I don't smoke cigarettes, but, like, if I'm in the studio, if I'm vibing, you know how that goes, so.
The reason I asked, because you said you wanted to battle Eminem for $100,000.
You thought I was high? I might have been a little high.
Battle, you said you want to battle Eminem. I'm like, he must have been high.
Nah, you know what it was? I'll tell you, I said anybody.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, everybody kept bringing Eminem. And one, it was for charity.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, it was for the Children's Hospital. So I was like, yeah, I'll get roasted from Eminem. But that's the thing. Everybody act like Eminem body me. That never happened. Mm-hmm. I wish it would.
You
wanted to
body.
Yeah. Come on, Wildin' Out. Let's go. I'm a freestyler. That's what Wildin' Out is built off of.
That's true.
And that's why all these cats are scared to come on the show, because I'll be like, yo, just come on. Let's do it.
Right.
And that's why I actually do respect Eminem, because I know he can freestyle. I was like, yo, of course I'm going to lose, right, but that's going to be a good fight.
Of course.
Yeah, but I would love to get in the ring. Let's go.
Now, divorce papers. You wrote divorce papers.
Yeah, yeah.
The song that was influenced by your kids.
That was sad, man.
I'm glad it was emotional. It was real. That's how I felt at the moment.
I felt bad.
I got really frustrated with the lawyers. And one of the main things I was frustrated with and have been frustrated with is that idea of like, yo, if we're parents, like, they shouldn't be using terms like visitation and stuff. Right. Like, you shouldn't be visiting your children. Child. Just like, you can't babysit your own kids. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, those are your kids. You know what I mean? So it was stuff like that I was like, yo, I just got to voice my opinion. And at least people hear it directly from me. And that, to me, that's the beauty of music. Mm-hmm. It's an art form where you can actually release in a way that people can see every emotion inside. Right. And that's what I did on it.
Did you finally sign those papers?
If you listen, it's not me.
I wish. Like it's you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody act like I would. That's why I released it. It's like, how? I've been trying to get this stuff signed for the last 2.5 years.
Right.
So, but it's like, it gets caught up in that world to where, like I said, Mariah and I talk every day. But when you have teams of lawyers and mm-hmm. you got to do this and you, and like, we actually, her and I stopped listening to those people and we just start dealing with each other like, look, what you want to do? How we doing?
Because you got your own money. That's a very significant amount.
Yeah.
She clearly has lots of money, so
yeah,
you'll be fine with
it's
what you
It's definitely not about money. Right. It's never been about
not
that.
Not only that, now, not to go on her personal life, but if she's marrying the billionaire,
right,
she don't need
nothing from me.
From me. She don't
at
need
all. And I don't want none of that.
She don't need no, I'll take care of my baby, but you don't need nothing, mama.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you see her moving on with another guy and the other guy?
I'm happy for her. I don't know what.
He's
hey.
Not a looker. I'm not gay.
Why are you judging what he looks like?
He's not a looker.
Yee, would you pop at him?
No, but that's
he got a billion, though.
He's not a looker.
He got a B.
I've never been known to date people with less money.
He got a B, though. Like, that could, like, you can squint real hard at a B.
He's not a looker, though.
Listen, the only person that would get with him is Charlamagne.
Charlamagne would definitely get with him.
Okay?
Yo, he's a nice dude, though, so I'm happy for both of them. I mean, I spent, you know, a lot of time with the two of them. They seem like they really into each other, and, you know, I'm there for it. Again, it's all about my kids. As long as you respect my children and, you know, understand.
Did she have to tell you, like, I'm going to bring him to meet the kids? Because, you know, as parents, do you tell the other parent? Like,
Would you call Mariah
if you were going to introduce the kids to somebody you were dating?
You see, I'm never going to be really dating somebody like that where I have to be
very
like...
serious.
Have the kids met Chili?
Nah, they haven't. But, I mean, and to me, it's like my kids, when I have time with my kids, it's just me and my kids. Right. I don't like other people. I don't care who they are. I'd rather just be me and my kids, and they get to have that time with, you know, that's daddy time. So I'm not really like, oh, let's go out and Miss Such and Such is coming. Like, nah, it's never like that.
But if you, like, move in with somebody.
I'm never moving in with somebody.
Hold on, you're lying.
Yo, I'm never.
We're
going to
post this audio back up.
Let's put some money on it.
Because you're not going to be single for the rest of your life.
No.
You really light skin. It looks like you fall in love a lot, man.
I do. That's what I've learned. I'm such the hopeless romantic. I got fearless romantic tattooed on me. But that is the I'm learning, like, yo, I can't just be going so hard. I'm not saying I'm not going to feel again. I just know the stipulations and all those expectations. I can't deal with
it.
The first time
quick.
I ever met Nick Cannon, I interviewed him at Sirius, and this is right when him and Christina Milian had just stopped dating.
Wow.
And she had went through his messages. Remember, she was filming a movie.
Wow.
She went through your text messages and found you texting all these other girls.
Yeah, that was loose. If we gonna keep it all the way a buck, that was a long time ago, yeah. So she was young.
Right.
We were not a couple.
Yeah, that's what you said.
We were never together like that. And she had been here. Other chicks was trying to start stuff. Industry girls is like. And I was like, look, if you go through my phone, it's over. I was like, just ask me. I will tell you whatever you want to know. Mm-hmm. And then so what I purposely did, I left a couple of messages in my phone just to, like, I'm going to see if this, boom.
She went through it.
Mousetrap. She went straight through it. And I was like, it's over. I can't do this no more.
I can't imagine you not getting in another serious relationship.
Never.
And
I've learned.
I kind of believe that you're in one now.
Well, he falls in love quick.
And you're trying to do things differently.
I fall hard. Everybody knows that. Like, I'm a touchy-feely, emotional type of dude. But I let everybody know from the gate.
I'm damaged.
Yes.
I'm
like,
damaged goods.
Do not come over here with anything like that because I don't need any like serious stuff right now. I'm not ready for that.
But I'm not saying you're dating Chili, but if you were, right? If you were, Chili was a little damaged.
Right.
You a little damaged.
Right.
Two damaged people.
Yeah, that's like a whole lot of damage. Nah, but to be around people who do understand is healthy. And to be able to have those conversations, because you can have adult conversations. That's another reason why I'm really not attracted to young girls because
you always like older women.
Because they don't really got nothing to talk about. Right. And it's like they haven't really been through nothing yet. They talking about, you know, how many likes they getting on Instagram and filters and all that. Like, I don't have time for those kind of conversations.
All right, we got more with Nick Cannon when we come back. And also, Nick Cannon is the president of Team Nick, Nickelodeon. And when we come back, did he put the cartoon on with the gay characters? We'll find out when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Excuse Me, Miss Jay-Z. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Nick Cannon in the building. Now, Yee?
Do you still work with Amber Rose?
I do work with Amber.
So you have something to do with her Amber Rose show? And, like, do you help?
We're doing the beginning part. Like, now they kind of off doing their own thing. But
the
like,
show was bad.
You watched it?
Yeah.
It's a bad show?
My wife made me watch. You know why? The stuff that she talks about is not necessarily bad. With just her potty mouth and what she's saying on TV,
hello.
It seems like it's extra, extra. Like, it feels like it could be a good show. She just needs guidance.
Amber is super intelligent. And, like, when we first started developing her book, You know, and even like the title, you know what I mean?
I have the book right here.
Yeah, yeah, like
how to be a bad bitch.
Exactly. Like I came up with that title and just based off of what she was talking about. We was like, "Yo, you embrace the word bitch, you embrace being a bad bitch and all that stuff." I was like, "Let the world know what you're talking about." And this whole female empowerment and what a slut walking, like, I was for all of that. And I think, you know, whether it happens on this show, but I think eventually people, like, when you think of individuals like Grace Jones or even, you know, just people who have stood for women in such a way where they were unapologetic, even Madonna, like, all of these people, Amber has that quality as well and has so much to say and has been through so much. A lot of people don't even really know her real story. Mm-hmm. She's truly a compelling woman, and hopefully she'll get to tell
that
story.
But that's the side that they need to tell on her show.
I think 100%. Her I always tell her, like, tell the real you.
Yeah, she has bad writers. So when she comes up and she does interviews, you get that realness from her, probably why they wanted to do the show.
Right.
But on the show, it just seems fake. It seems like the writing is bad. The jokes don't seem
like her. The thing is, I've only seen the clips they put on Instagram, so I haven't had a chance.
I've seen two episodes.
I wanted her to go into communities and help young women and people, you know, everything from like battered women to women who didn't want to live a certain lifestyle anymore. And Amber and her team were going to come in and fix them.
Right.
That was like my how to be a bad bitch type of movement.
That's empowering.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, but I kind of don't want to do that. I didn't want. And I was like, okay. She's a star,
right? She is.
Obviously, and people love her.
Yeah, she's already a star.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope the show works out. I haven't really seen it like that, but if she called me, I'm there.
Are you still the president of T-Nick?
Chairman.
Chairman of T-Nick.
Yeah.
Slow down. So that chairman's above the president.
No. So now, when they, recently they did a gay couple on a cartoon.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was on the,
I didn't have nothing to do with that. That was a different department. But I mean, I support it, salute it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't in my jurisdiction.
Some people have a problem. Some of my friends were talking about this, and they have a problem with their kids seeing things like that promoted on television so much.
As a parent, I've often struggled with this for this one reason. If I haven't had the conversation with my child yet, then I feel like I'm taken off guard.
That's
because you got to have the conversation.
I don't want you to have the conversation.
Yeah, I was in a situation where there was a teacher who actually had a male partner as well. And I was like, all right, I got to figure out how to have this conversation.
Right.
And once you have the conversation, it's fine. You know, and my children, I feel like, are super intelligent.
So I could
imagine if someone who was against that, and then they saw that, like, you know, this is America, so we have the right to feel however we want to feel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I love the fact that, you know, when media can be progressive and in a respectful manner to where they don't harbor on it, you know. But, you know, it was always stuff. Scooby and Shaggy, I thought they was gay. Fred and Barney had something going on. At the end of it, they're going to have a gay old time. Like,
There's more of an issue with Scooby and Shaggy, though, because that's bestiality.
Yeah, that's some bestiality. And that's they was high all the time, too.
That was weird.
They was, but, you know. But all jokes aside, I honestly feel like this is a world that we live in, so we can't act like it doesn't exist.
Right, because they're going
to
see it.
And to me, I actually don't care, because if you look at the core of it, it's called sexual preference. It's what you prefer.
Right.
It's what those people prefer. So if I could tell my son, yo, that's what they like, you don't have to like what they like. That's what they prefer. You like what you prefer. And it's as simple as that for kids. You know what I mean? Like, when you can break it down so simple for children, they're like, oh, okay, well, I don't care. And they got two dads. They got two moms. I got a mommy and a daddy. You're like,
Envy said his daughter asked him what a MILF was. And he had to explain.
You know what? Fergie song came on and it said MILF. So my daughter goes, Dad, what's a MILF? So I sat there for about 5 minutes and be like, how am I going to explain this? I was like, is mom I said, you know how your mom is beautiful, right? She said, yeah. I said, she's a mom I like to. Okay, Daddy, I got it.
And that was it. Never ask a question again. My son is obsessed with boobies. That's his password.
Just like his daddy.
Exactly.
Password.
He said, Dad, the password is boobies. Like, I was like, the password to what? But I love the password.
You're like, that's my
password. Does that get us into a secret room?
Daddy wants to go. Boobies.
But we was in like Target one day and he saw like the Sports Illustrated magazine and my daughter's there too and he's like, hey, Dad, boobies.
Like, yes.
And then I'm thinking like, all right, so because my my daughter sees how excited I am about our little bond that we got going, and I'm like, and she's like,
Dad, penis.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if that would have happened, it would have been a problem.
What?
Yeah.
Now what?
That would have been a huge problem. Because it's a boy and a girl. It's different. Because that's my daughter. That's my baby. Right. Now, my son, on the other hand, I was like, all right, let me explain to him. He's very respectful. I appreciate that he whispered boobies.
So you're not going to teach your
daughter? Because he could have yelled boobies. That would have been a bigger problem.
You're not going to teach your daughter how to be a bad bitch?
Hell no. Absolutely not. My daughter will not see Amber Rose's book for quite some time, because she will have to first know the difference between her mother's, what they call a diva, and her grandmother's Nana. And I want her to see all types of women, and right, then she can decide.
Then she can see a bad bitch.
Yeah, then she can just. But that should not be the first thing she's influenced by. Put it like that.
We appreciate you joining us.
Come on, man.
It's always nothing. So honest and open.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I said anything that's going to get me in trouble today, so we good.
No, I'm kidding.
I kept it real.
The fact that you and Chili have been dating.
You said that.
But you like her, though.
I do like her. I adore her.
Okay.
But I'm not man enough to step up to that yet.
Yet.
Okay.
He's light skinned. He'll do it by Valentine's Day.
Don't you hurt Chili's feelings, man. She can do a lot, too.
Ooh, that's exactly my issue. I do not want to hurt anyone's feelings at all. I don't want my feelings to get hurt. Right. She is so sweet and so amazing.
Because y'all together a lot.
Not that much. I mean, she ain't here now.
She's outside.
No, but that's the thing. I honestly, and if you want to know the kind of conversations we really have, I'd be like, yo, you're so amazing that I would never want to mess up. I appreciate.
That's game right there.
What you talking about?
She might have got a little wet right there when you said that.
That's what she said.
I appreciate her so much that I don't
come over.
Hurt your heart.
See, now you're making it a joke. I'm being dead honest.
Okay,
I don't
want to
hurt anyone's feelings. That's my thing, though. I tell people, like, yo, I'm damaged goods. Don't even come over here.
We're going to check back. We put money on this 2 years from now, Nick Cannon. By then, we'll definitely be in another serious relationship.
Absolutely.
How much money you want to put on?
And we want that for you.
Okay. I appreciate that, but it would never happen.
It's a positive thing.
I will think positive.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Tell them about it, Yee.
First of all, you are not going to be there.
Yes,
but
I am.
President Barack Obama is celebrating his 55th birthday. He's having a party tonight at the White House.
I'm DJ.
Some of the people invited include Beyonce, mm-hmm, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Ellen DeGeneres, Sarah Jessica Parker, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, John Legend, Magic Johnson, Alonzo Mourning. So it's going to be a huge party tonight. Michelle Obama is throwing that for President Barack
Obama. She actually called me about a week ago and asked if I was available to DJ. And I actually had a lot of things.
So are you
going to
take
booked.
Some pictures and post
them? I don't know if they want me to take pictures, but I was actually booked, so I moved some things around. So I will be DJing at the White House tonight.
Lies. All right. Well, we'll look out for that. Also, the Obamas are going to be going to Martha's Vineyard tomorrow for their vacation.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with them out there, too.
Now, President Obama also did an essay for Glamour.com. He talked about becoming a feminist because he considers himself a feminist. He has two daughters, a beautiful wife. He said, all men should actually step up to the plate because when everybody is equal, we are all more free. Now, here's some things that he said. He said, gone are the days when you needed a husband to get a credit card. In fact, more women than ever, married or single, are financially independent. He also said, Michelle and I have raised our daughters to speak up when they see a double standard or feel unfairly judged based on their gender or race, or when they notice that happening to someone else. It's important for them to see role models in the world who climb to the highest levels of whatever field they choose.
Right.
So it's very important for men to have that responsibility as well.
Absolutely. I got two daughters. One on the way. I absolutely agree with them.
So you're going to have three daughters.
Three daughters, two boys.
By the way, what is your newest daughter's name going to be?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I haven't thought about it. We're almost there. There's a couple of names that we're thinking about, but we haven't.
So you can't reveal that?
Nope.
I assume.
Nope.
All right, now here is Allen Iverson talking about the Hall of Fame. Check it out.
There's so many people that I love that helped me become a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? So many family members, so many friends, so many fans, so many doubters, naysayers, so many people that put me down to whereas they tried to make me believe that I couldn't accomplish something like this.
Yeah, Allen Iverson is actually my favorite NBA basketball player ever. Like, he is my favorite. I actually try to have my son, who plays basketball, to kind of mimic Allen Iverson's game. I met Allen Iverson when I was actually going to Hampton University in Virginia, and he was out there. That's where he's from. And he's probably, in my opinion, the best point guard that I've ever seen play basketball. So he's my favorite. And tonight, I am going, this is a true story. I'm going
Are you going to DJ his party as well tonight?
This is a true story. I'm actually playing in his celebrity game out tonight in Philly. So Allen Iverson is doing a celebrity basketball game. Yes, I'm doing that, and then I'm going to head to the White House and DJ the White House. But I'm actually playing in the game tonight with Allen Iverson. So shout out to AI.
That's good. You just mix one lie with one truth. And then
and put it all together.
We should believe everything.
There you go.
Well, he will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. That's going to happen on September 9th. So congratulations.
I'm excited about
that. To AI.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I got to throw this in here as well. This is really great. They're going to name a street in New York City after Five Dog from A Tribe Called Quest. Rest in peace to Five Dog.
What street?
It's going to be Linden Boulevard.
Linden Bully.
Back in the days on the Boulevard of Linden.
Wow, Linden Bully. Okay. Shout out to Queens.
So it's going
to
be called Malik Five Dog Taylor Way. So originally they were going to call it A Tribe Called Quest Boulevard, but the councilman says that Five Dog's widow requested it be changed to honor Fife alone. And they did sign off on that on July 14th. So it's going down. We don't know when the sign is going to go up, but it's going to happen.
That's dope.
All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne is not here.
He's not here.
We're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to give somebody Donkey of the Day.
I have a feeling I know which way this is going.
If you don't like somebody or you feel a certain way about somebody or you just downright hate your boss and you want to give him Donkey of the Day, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Tell us who you want to give Donkey today to and why, and we'll put you live on the air. It's that simple. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Kent Jones. Don't mind.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
All right, it's time for Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne is not here, so we're opening up the phone lines and allowing you to give somebody Donkey of the Day. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Jason calling from Orlando.
Jason from Orlando. Who you want to give Donkey to, bro?
George Zimmerman.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. He should get Donkey for the rest of his life.
I will give you a Donkey. Go ahead.
Yes, definitely, man. I work with some guys, man. One of the guys I work with had a birthday yesterday, right? So his favorite place to go eat was Gator Dog Side Grill. So we went there, and matter of fact, about three tables away, somebody got punched in the face, and we didn't know who the hell it was. And all of a sudden, man, it was George Zimmerman.
You seen George Zimmerman?
So
George Zimmerman get punched in the face?
He got punched in the face. It was him.
Oh, man.
And then he had the nerve to call the cops and say, you need to send three or four cops here. You got punched in the face. We don't need three or four cops.
He got punched in the face. But the thing about it was a dude, he punched him, man. It was like, you was talking about Trayvon. Like, he goes to different places, man, trying to, like, get friends, man, trying to be on his side.
You should have joined in. You should have helped the guy out, man.
He's like, I ain't in it.
Nah, you should have helped him out, but thank you for calling.
I ain't in it. All right. For real.
So did he go over to a guy's table who had racist tattoos on him?
Yeah, he was just trying to fit in, whatever. The guy that punched him said, yo, he was trying to recruit me to be his friend and all this, that, and other. So, I mean, the place is like, it's just like a hangout, but the guy said they make good burgers there or whatever.
He make
so
good
I'm
burgers.
Like, cool. Yeah, because my lady was like, yo, she got some fat back and greens and stuff at the house. I'm like, yo, I'm getting me a burger first.
Translation. What's fat back and greens, G? You don't know.
I don't know.
Where's the country boy when you need him? Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy.
What's up, man? Who you want to give Donkey today to?
Hey, man, I want to give Donkey today to Lil Durk for getting that Black Lives Matter tattoo. I know he didn't kill 300 people, man.
What?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's just Steve from Albany.
Steve, who you want to give Donkey today to?
Yeah, I want to give it to the United States Justice Department, man.
Well, go ahead, talk about it.
Yo, man, there's too many killers going on for nobody to get indicted or even get nothing, man. It's just, I just want to give the Donkey today to every single judge out there, man. I don't care what your name is, even Sonia What's her name, man?
All right, what's her name? Everybody, the whole judicial system.
There you go.
All right, man.
Y'all.
All right, that was Donkey of the Day. You could have called up and gave Donkey of the Day to anybody.
That was
anybody.
Struggle today, guys.
Now, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means?
It's Freaky Friday!
And today's Freaky Friday question is, Nick Cannon was here, and I seen a picture of Nick Cannon. For a Halloween party, he had to match Mariah Carey's Halloween outfit and had to wear angel wings. So you can tell he was pee-whipped.
Well, nobody in the world is more pee-whipped than you.
I am.
Okay.
And I
perfect.
Admit it. I do whatever it takes for my baby's vagina.
Man, I seen when you wore that outfit with all them zippers and stuff like that.
No, I did that because of myself. Now, if you ask me about the afro and the cowboy hat, I did that because my wife wanted me to wear that.
I was hoping your wife made you do that.
No, I did that because I wanted to. So the question is, 800-585-1051, fellas, have you ever been vagina-whipped and did some craziness? And ladies, have you ever been D-whipped and did some craziness?
Maybe you moved some weight across the country
for
your man and stuffed it in your vagina.
Is that what you did? Wow.
I never did that.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back.
I did, I wouldn't tell you.
585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was The Dream, Fabulous, Love Your Girl. Wow, what a song. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And we're talking about being vagina whipped or D-whipped. P-whipped or D-whipped. What's the craziest thing you've done, fellas, for vagina? And ladies, what's the craziest thing you've done for penis?
What have you done, Envy? Because I know you are definitely P-whipped.
I am. I am P-whipped over my wife. I dressed up like a cowboy one time.
You've done that more than once. Stop lying.
Well, that one
time. You told us this story a few times.
One time when I was in college, my wife used to love Maxwell. And on the cover of Maxwell.
You had sex with Maxwell for your wife?
No, I did not. Let me finish my story. Mm. And you know, Maxwell had a cover where he had the little afro out. And that was the song we were like,
where he was in the bathtub?
Yeah, so one time, I don't know if I want to tell the story.
Tell it. We want to hear.
One time when my wife came back to, we had an apartment in Virginia when I went to school, and when she got home, I was in the tub with an afro.
Envy, you never cease to amaze me. Just when I think you could not get any more.
What? It was for my wife, damn it.
Interesting.
What?
You somehow get more interesting.
Oh. And I hated Maxwell for a long time because of it. But now
did
me
you
and Maxwell
have bubbles
cool
in the bathtub and like a stuffed pig?
No, Maxwell had a rubber ducky in the bathtub.
How long were you in the bathtub?
So I definitely had a rubber ducky in the bathtub.
Before she came home, how long were you in the bathtub?
Well, I set the water first, and I seen when her car pulled up and then jumped in the water. Yeah, I just wasn't sitting there waiting. God, not that lame. But I had some bubbles in a rubber ducky. But that's for my wife. You do stuff like that for your wife, man. Now, what about you, Yee? Have you ever been D-whipped?
Man, I don't think I could top that, Envy. I don't know. I've never dressed up as a cowboy. I never laid in a bathtub.
You should try it.
With an afro.
You should try it. So, you've never done anything?
I mean, I never really had to do nothing crazy. Comes to me.
Okay. All right. You put it like that.
It's not like I had to ever. The biggest thing I might do is get on a flight.
Okay. All right. What? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Cece calling from New Orleans.
Hey, Cece, what's the craziest thing you did for some D?
So, my man, I love him to death. I'm black, he's Asian, and one of his family members had a ceremony.
Hey, that's like my parents.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a you, but that's a different story.
Hey, okay.
Make a you.
I'm not mad at you.
One of his family members had a ceremony where I had to actually dress up as a geisha, and I'm dark-skinned, and I actually did white face and everything. And to this day, I'm very horrified with the pictures, the little wooden slippers and everything. I mean, it looks horrible. That's when I knew I was just whipped.
Now, I don't mind you dressing up as a geisha. I don't know about the white face part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I asked him, why did you make me do this? I look dumb as hell.
Can you please send us a picture so we can post it?
I will tag y'all on Instagram.
Please.
I want to see that one.
Make sure your page is in private so we can see it, and I'll repost it.
Okay, definitely.
All right, mama. Hello, who's this?
It's Wade from Jersey.
Wade from Jersey now. We're talking about being P-whipped. Have you ever done anything crazy for the vagina, bro?
Oh, man, my man. Let me tell you something. Back in 07, I dated this girl. I was 2 months after high school. Dated her for like 3-4 months. You know, things were good. She left me for another girl. So I found out she was like a lesbian.
Okay.
I was like, all right, you know. I was hurt for a little bit. 7 years later, she finds me on Facebook like, oh, look who it is. Start talking, chopping up like an hour or two. And she's like, yo, like, I live in AC now. You come down and see me.
Wow.
I'm like, why would I want to do that? She's like, so so you can come get what you've been missing.
Hey, now.
I was like, word? Let me tell you something. I'm from exit 136 on the Jersey Parkway.
Uh-huh.
I made it to AC in like 45 minutes.
That's like an hour and a half, 2 hour drive.
Let me tell you something. It was 45 minutes. So I get to the house. Yo, she answered the door in like some sweatpants, some Air Maxes, and a wife beater, yo. Like, buzz cut, fresh haircut, looking fresher than mine and everything. I'm like, man. Yo, I'm like, you know what?
I thought guys like when women dress in boyish clothes.
Not when they have a buzz cut.
Not even though your haircut looking fresher than mine, you feel me? And it was a Friday night, so I'm just wondering, like, yo, what's going on? I burnt the gas. I paid tolls. I'm down here. I'm doing this. So I'm like, you know what I mean, doing my thing and everything.
She had a penis?
She had no penis, you know what I'm saying? But I'm doing my thing, and then, like, yo, after a while, like, she just started looking like one of my boys. I was like, yo, nah, chill, yo. I can't do this.
You're lying. She pulled out the strap on and did her.
Yeah, not even.
You think maybe subconsciously you like men?
No. It was just, I had to do it for the fact that she left me for a girl, and, like, she didn't give me no explanation or nothing. It was more or less like a revenge type of smash, you know?
Ah, boy. All right.
That's what I'm going to show her.
I'm going to let her
I'm
do
gonna
me
I'm
going to
drive 2 hours.
45 minutes, you mean?
All right, man. 800-585-1051. We're talking about being D-whipped or P-whipped. This story came actually from Nick Cannon. He once wore angel wings to a party.
He was a Victoria's Secret angel.
Yeah, he wanted to match Mariah Carey. Now, that's P-whipped. We'll talk about more when we come back. 800-585-1051. Have you ever been P-whipped or D-whipped? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And today's Freaky Friday question comes from Nick Cannon. He was here earlier, and we've seen these pictures of him at a Halloween party, and he was dressed like an angel. The reason he was dressed like an angel is because he had to match Mariah Carey. So he's
now
a little pee-whipped.
Come on. I feel like, Envy, you've done way worse things than that.
I mean, I did get in a bathtub. My wife used to love Maxwell, and I looked like Maxwell with the afro, and I got in the tub with the bubbles and the rubber ducky. I did that before.
You dressed up as Maxwell, as another man.
I did.
Who, by the way, Gia probably could meet in real life and smash if she wanted to.
She's over that now, and me and Maxwell are friends.
If she wanted to.
Goodbye. Now you
but
said
that secretly as friends, she does look at him like, man.
Shut up.
How did I get the short end of the stick?
Shut up. Now tell
and
us
I
a story.
Mean short.
Tell us a story you read in the paper, you ass.
I was telling you guys this story about a guy. He was hospitalized. He spent 10 days at the airport waiting for a girl that he met online. He actually met her 2 months later. He said he was going to fly to China, showed up there, and she just never came to the airport, and he waited for 10 days for her.
Why was he hospitalized?
Because he was in the airport not eating or anything.
Oh, he didn't eat for 10 days?
No,
for that
he was in the airport waiting.
Wow. Yeeks. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We got Jose on the line from Boston. Now, Jose, you've been pee-whipped before. What's the craziest thing you did for some vagina?
Nah. I just got my wife. Yeah, I've been with for a hell minute, but, you know, I've done some crazy stuff for her.
Like what?
So we played Monopoly, and I lost a bet real quick. That was to put on one of her thongs.
So you wore one of her thongs?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Just a little giggle. Okay.
I never put on a thong, by the way. Hello, who's
we
this?
We don't believe that. You told us you did, actually.
I did. I might have.
You
hello,
did tell
who's
us
this?
You did.
Shaquella.
Hey,
Shaquella.
Mama. Now, what's the craziest thing you did for some D?
The craziest thing I did for some D, I'm going to be honest, my baby father, we've been together for 10 years. I drove 17 hours to pick up his aunt, who did not come with me, drove all the way back by myself,
woo!
17 hours in a leased car that I'm still making payments on, but my mileage up to $15,000.
Wow.
My car.
Damn.
Shaquella, was it worth it?
Yes, because that's my daughter's father. We've been together since high school. You know I love him.
He not going to pay that lease for you?
He should pay my car payment.
Damn
okay,
it, man.
Right.
That must be some good D to drive 17 hours.
17
hours.
Did you go to sleep at all? You drove straight?
I drove straight. I did stop, got some food, something to drink. But otherwise, I drove straight because if I would have stopped, I wasn't going to get her. She would have been a rat.
All right. Well,
well
thank
I have
you, Mama.
Never drove anywhere for 17 hours.
All right, so the moral of the story is, Yee, it's not being pee-whipped if she's worth it. I married my wife, and the stories that she would have for me if I didn't marry her would be hilarious.
We would love to get her up here to one day talk about those stories.
You know, she almost came up here today, and I was like, you know what? Nah. I said, because you and Angelia here, you'll wind up on air and you'll tell stories that I don't want out there. You got rumors coming up?
Yes, Toni Braxton. Good news for her. You know, her son is autistic, but she revealed something new that's been going on. Also, brand new show, Jim Jones and Chrissy. That trailer is out right now. Are they ever going to get married? We'll tell you what the show is about, and we have a little snippet for you.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jim Jones and Chrissy, we finally got a sneak peek of what their show is going to be like. You know they have this show coming on WeTV, right? It's called Jim and Chrissy Vow or Never. Basically about them getting married. And here's a little piece of what's going to happen on that series.
Jim and I have been together for 11 years.
Their infamous engagement has been on again, off again, on again, off again. Now it's on again.
Please leave your message for
me. He was supposed to be here.
What were you doing that was so important? You couldn't come and plan a union for the rest of your life.
Last night, I saw Jimmy at the club.
Can you kiss me?
Not at all.
Will he really say, I do?
Maybe we need to push it back.
Push it back?
Will she say, I don't?
If we're going to plan a wedding, we're going to plan a wedding.
We need a miracle.
I didn't know it was on again, off again. I thought they were engaged this whole time.
Yeah, I didn't know they were on again, off again either.
Well, I guess you could watch the series and find out what happened.
That looks interesting. I'm going to definitely watch that. When does it come?
I don't know what date it starts, but we know it's on WeTV and it's called Vow or Never.
Okay.
Okay, and Drake last night performed. It was a Summer 16 tour. Drake and Future were in New York City at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Drake has some issues with another radio station. Check it out.
You see, they tell lies on Hot 97. That's how it goes. I told them fire, funk, flex, and then I'll come and do your show.
Well, they've been going back and forth ever since it was alleged that Drake didn't write his own rap, so you get it. I mean, I'm sure he'll throw a shot back at him, and then Drake will throw a shot. They'll just continue throwing shots.
And then somehow we get involved in this.
How did we get involved? We didn't get involved.
I mean, then they started tweeting about us, and I don't know. It's just crazy.
No, we had a better morning show. What do you expect, E?
I know. It's just funny.
Okay.
It's not even worth it. Anyway, Toni Braxton, here's good news for her. Now, her youngest son suffers from autism. But she says that she's a lucky parent now because guess what? With early treatment and all of that, it looks like things are much better. Her youngest son, Diesel, is 13 years old. And here is what Toni Braxton said on Access Hollywood.
My youngest son, as everyone knows, suffers from autism. Or I should say suffered from autism.
Yes.
I'm one of the lucky parents. Early diagnosis changes everything. My son, Diesel, is off the spectrum being autistic. Suzanne Wright, when she found out about my son and I, she called me immediately and said, get him in this program, do this, do that. She's been an advocate and helped me so much. Our lives have changed. He's no signs of autism.
Wow.
No signs. He's our social butterfly. Very, very fortunate.
I'm confused. I didn't know you could have autism and then not have it anymore and take treatments and then
get rid
of it.
I think that you still have it, but he's off the spectrum, she said, of being autistic because of early detection. She talks about Susan Wright, who just passed away. She's from Autism Speaks. Just had her son in all of these different programs, helping her out and learning how to just kind of...
So what is autism? What is the effects of autism, I should say. I thought it was kind of like a learning. You can't learn as fast and kind of... I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Do you know?
I mean, I don't know enough about it to say that I'm an expert on it, so I don't want to give any false information.
But that's great. If you can have autism and then take classes and have treatment and actually get it out of you, hold on, I'm trying to read
I mean,
it
it's
now.
Like a brain disorder with your brain development.
Brain development,
makes it difficult for you to do certain things. But I guess, you know, she's been able to
that's
put
amazing.
Him in different programs. Yeah. So I think that's great for other people who, if you know anybody who suffers from autism.
She should write a book now, yeah.
Or if you know anybody that could benefit from this, it's something to really look into. Once you know the signs and you get some early treatment, you can also have your child be off the spectrum as well.
Well, congratulations to her. That's big.
All right. Now, it is Friday.
Freaky, freaky, freaky Friday!
I was going to say Frank Ocean. A lot of people were waiting for him to drop his album.
Set me up.
And they thought it was going to be on Apple Music. Last night, I saw a lot of people going crazy.
It was Snapchat filters and all that.
Snapchat did do some filters also. And
there's no album?
There's nothing.
Didn't happen.
Boys Don't Cry, still not out. Maybe
boys are still crying waiting for this
special
album. Mm-mm-mm.
A lot of boys out here crying. Boys do cry.
There you go.
But yeah, it has not come out yet. Now, we told you the other day about Straight Outta Compton star Jason Mitchell. He was the one that played Eazy-E in the movie. A woman is accusing him of assaulting her. Well, now this woman, Emily Marquez, is speaking out. She's 18 years old, and this is what she told TMZ happened at the Ritz in Boston.
Right when he got out the car, when he seen me, he was all up on me. He was like, damn, like all up rubbing me. That was a feeling. I was like, ew, like I don't even know you. And like he's like tried kissing on my neck, and I kind of like I was sitting like this, and he was like behind me, and I kind of pushed his head up. I was like, get away. And like he kind of, I feel like he kind of like got mad because all his boys were there. You know how guys are. He grabbed my wrist, so I got scared. It was like a quick reaction, so I smacked him. So he grabbed my hair and dragged me down like to the floor.
Whoa. Okay.
So they were fighting each other.
Well, they're still
like
investigating. So we don't know. We know her side of the story now. So we'll see what happens. The police are looking to investigate him. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All
happy
right.
Friday.
That's right. Happy Friday. And shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Well, we'll see you Monday, actually. Everybody else, we're starting the mix off with Nick Cannon.
Wow.
That's right.
You're going to play his new song with Jeremiah?
No. We're going to play Gigolo featuring R. Kelly.
How old is that?
Well, maybe 10, 15 years old.
You're not going to play his new song?
I don't know it. The only song I know is I'm a gigolo, lot to do.
Nick just can't win, man. Come on.
I promise I'm going to play it. So here it goes. We're going to start the mix off 800-585-1051. It's Friday, so we throw it back. Let us know what you want to hear. We'll get some Drake on in there, too. All right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.